Arch Top Fiber, this is Wilhelmina. How may I help you?
Hi, Wilhelmina. How are you?
I'm very good. What can I do for you today?
Honestly, I'm trying to get questions. And so our local ISP was bought out by you guys last year.
Okay.
And since last January, we were told we were going to get multi-gig fiber, and now it's looking more like this coming January.
Okay.
Anyway, I work a lot with our local ISP because I do IT for a bunch of people around here.
Okay.
And a lot of my questions I'm told to redirect to you since you guys have pretty much taken over.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if that's like for like engineering or what, because I used to work with, I usually work with Dave at Hancock Phone Company.
Okay. Okay. Yep, that would be, I think, us over here with GTEL, with the Arch Top. So, yes. Did you want to talk to, like, one of the techs? Like, they like technical questions, or is this something that you want
to
set up?
Well, like Hancock, right now, we're still going off their policy.
Okay.
My internet is a special case because due to troubleshooting purposes and stuff, I have, like, a static IP and stuff.
Right.
But, like, I was reading the differences in your terms of service.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a home lab. And in the terms of service for you, you are not permitted to hook a server up to residential. But in Hancock's terms of service, you are. And, like, when talking with Dave and stuff, I'm sure that's there more or less because misappropriation of traffic. If I had a million people connecting to me, that could be a problem that you're not prepared for, which I don't.
Right.
You know, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those, you know, probably Dave's like, I wouldn't really worry about it unless they say something because you don't have the traffic coming through. But
right. But I think
like
you're
that,
talking.
I want to make sure.
I had talked with somebody else about IT, about that static. We don't normally give that. That's something that you would have to have special permission to get from us on that. It's something we don't offer. Because you're going to have
okay.
a lot of different things coming in, and you're going to want to have that static.
Yes.
Right. I'm very vague on it only because I only.
Anyway.
Yeah. I know that I had talked to RIT about it, and I vaguely touched.
I know talking with Dave. Dave said, talking with his back end guy through you guys, it's more of a they're going to do it for quote unquote troubleshooting. And then kind of leave it in place. That's how they've been doing it. But I don't know if that's going to continue to be, you know.
Right. I think it goes based on each scenario. It's going to have to be like reviewed over. So it's not something that we're going to offer. Yes, we do have it. Yes, you may be able to get it. But it's going to be on a need to know basis. And we're not sure how that's going to work yet.
Okay.
I know that was really vague, but that's the kind of answer that I got on that.
Yeah, that's because Dave's the same way. He goes, they don't know what they're going to do, so they don't tell us what to do to tell you guys, and I get it.
Right, like, yeah. So we're all kind of in that same boat, but it will be on a need-to-know basis, and it will be on individuals' needs. So,
okay.
So they are kind of aware of that issue going on, just because so many people
like,
do work from home and do things.
You know, they're using AdTran right now, as you know. And I've helped Dave find a few of those bugs because in my own network, as you know, you find them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't work with you. They work with the ISP. So you got, you know, I work with Dave quite a bit. And
mm-hmm.
they have done some pretty questionable crap that I figured out. I'm like, Dave, I figured it out. You know,
oh,
so I do get it. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ugh.
They have broke so many things you don't even want to know.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure that's been quite a haul getting everybody transferred over.
Well, and one of my big, the reason it raised a flag for me,
mm-hmm.
is it says you could bring your own hardware. You buy a pfSense firewall, and they're like $600, or you can install their software on a little rack server, and it'd be a firewall, which would then be counted as my own equipment, but technically as a server, which is where Dave's like, I wouldn't worry about it because you're not pulling massive throughput. You're not hosting a server. It's a firewall.
Yeah. Yep.
So I was just hoping for clarification on
Yeah, I don't think anybody has that clarification yet. We always say it's best to use our stuff so that we can see what's going on. If there is a technical issue without having to go out there, we can actually look at the modem or the router.
Yep.
But if you have your own,
well,
that's, you know. So.
I was also going to see about a more timeline because, like I said, in the last year, it's changed like 50 times.
Yeah.
And when you put my address in on your address, it don't even say we're working on a construction or there.
Okay.
Like, I know it's in construction, but it don't even say that.
Okay. Let's see.
I was just wondering if you guys knew when Hancock was actually going to be semi-operational.
Let's see if I can find it. What is your street address?
That's 2240 South Dry Brook Road, Hancock, New York.
South Brick? Road?
South Dry Brook.
Dry Brook.
Yep.
D-R-Y.
I know talking with Dave, they just have to switch the ONT, not the ONT, the bandwidth limiter and stuff at the bottom of our road, you know.
Okay. And you said Hancock.
I know from what he's being told, it's looking like the end of January.
Okay.
But we heard that last January, so, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And it's Dry Brook, so DryBrook.
Yep, two words.
Okay. Oh, two words. Okay.
I know we're serviced by Hancock, so it should be, in general, around, if everything goes well, January.
Okay. Well, I'm pulling up the address to get the anticipated date. Doesn't like South. Let's just say Dry Brook.
Okay. I can tell you the other reason I was asking the TOS questions
uh-huh.
is, like, right now, for the most part, we're redirected to Hancock's website for the packages, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And when I was asking Dave about the new 8 gig speeds, because I'm already 10 gig ready at my house for hardware inside the house.
Good.
You know, he was saying to look at your site for pricing, because they haven't told them if they're doing an even package upgrade like they did last time, or if they're doing price differences or how it's going to work.
With 10 gig, we consider that a business. I think we're going to have a 5 gig and the 1, 2, 5, and I think a 10. But I think the 10 is business.
Okay, see, on the site it says 8.
Okay, they might have 8.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see anything for Hancock. Is your address under, it's still Hancock, the city?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have anything coming up.
Yeah, we're
up
provided by Hancock, and I do know Dave
but
was saying it's a matter of switching out.
Yep. I don't see anything in here for the arch top on Hancock for Drybrook. The township you're in is definitely Hancock, right?
Yeah.
It's like so your address isn't like, you know, like an outskirt of Hancock and you use Hancock?
It is and it isn't, because like the...
What's
the physical
your legal
address
mailing
is Hancock,
address?
But like we're town of Tom.
What
it's
is
Hancock
town?
Is the mailing address, but like our plowing, our permits and stuff go through town of Tompkins.
Let's just try Tompkins, just for giggles. Okay.
Yeah.
I got Tompkins Cove, which I don't.
I mean, I do know
good.
It's definitely coming, but.
Yeah, I don't have Tompkins.
And when I said me and Dave talk about things, we were talking about CGNet and how you guys have problems with like gaming and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Dave,
I don't seem to be able to pull
by.
Up that address, but let me try over here. What's your zip code?
13783.
13873? Thanks.
No, 13783.
13783. Inverting my numbers. Okay, 13.
It's okay.
73. And 2240. And Drybrook. 13.
See, Drybrook is technically another address down Route 10, which is why we're south.
All right. Why don't I try Route 10? Let me, because nothing's coming up here on here, so. So let's go Hancock and Route 10. Nope, I don't have anything coming up under Route 10 or South Dry Brook or anything. So,
and that's what's
definitely
weird,
go,
because like,
yeah.
Like we both know it's coming, but
yeah, it's coming.
The
I just for some reason
there.
Can't. Yeah, it's not letting me look at it. But do you know? Keep us in mind and let us know what you know when it comes time about your static. Okay. Like I said, that'll be on a need to know basis.
I know I have one now. I do know. When I was talking with Dave about it, when you guys take over fully,
mm-hmm.
the ones that are in place in quote unquote for technical troubleshooting will stay that way.
Yeah.
So I was told not to worry about it, but I was just
yeah.
like where my curiosity is. Technically, I'm a residential account, but because
mm-hmm.
of what we had to do for troubleshooting and stuff, on the back end, it's more business setup.
Yeah.
And I do, like I said, have a home lab. I have a server. So it was more of a, you know, in terms of service question, I'm assuming as long as I don't have a million billion people connecting to me, it's not going to be a problem on your back end.
Right.
That's more there because if it overflowed your network, you have the right to say something.
Right. Yep. No, they'll let you know. They'll keep you posted. You'll be in the loop. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I
you
appreciate
have a,
it.
You're very welcome. You have a great day and enjoy your holiday. Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.